Dave agus Kate Foltrovistach, welcome to the Lock In podcast. My name is Conor Muinichon and this is episode 4. Thanks to DC Comics for today's backdrops for the show. We've experimented with the background over the last few episodes, and actually we realised that there's absolutely no reason to be tied down. We can have a different background for every show, and indeed several different backgrounds in every show. Right now I'm in the Batcave. Now I'm in Superman's Fortress of Solitude, which is very appropriate, I think, for the times that we're living in right now. I got these images through a website called irishfree.com, which exists to highlight and showcase free things you can get online, or indeed cheap things or good deals or things which might be of interest. These, of course, backgrounds are one of the things that people have been playing around with now that we're all using Zoom for video calling. And the website irishfree.com is a personal project of Michele Nealon. He's the boss here at Black Knight. You met him in episode 1. So it's Friday, 10th of April 2020. We're 28 days since the schools closed here in Ireland and almost 2 weeks into Leo's lockdown, or as we've decided to call it here on this show, the lock-in. I've mentioned already that we at Black Knight feel very fortunate that we are all able to work from home and we're able to conduct our business pretty much as usual. But we're also very aware that it's not like that for everyone. In particular, tourism, hospitality, events and the arts are among the sectors most visibly affected. Today we're going to talk to Maria Moynihan-Lee, CEO of Milestone Inventive, an event management company in Galway City. And Maria is also my sister. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Great altogether. Sure, isn't it? Fantastic.
Maria, we're going to talk about the events industry in a minute, but first, can you tell me, what is life like in Galway City right now?
It's very, very quiet out there. So we're at the junction, I'm at home at the moment, and we're at the junction of Taylor's Hill and Threadneedle Road. Normally, it would be absolutely roaring with traffic from people coming in from Barnes, Whittleside and heading into town, but it's as quiet as can be out there. Plenty of people out for walks, and we're very, very lucky that within our 2 kilometre radius is the prom, so we can pop down there for a breath of fresh air by the sea anytime we like. Sorry, that should be once a day, isn't it?
Yes.
But we've got that, yeah. And we're very, very lucky. So it's a strange place, a strange time.
It really is. What has been the impact for your business, Maria, for Milestone Inventive? You're an events management company. I see you're working from home.
Yep, absolutely. So there's about 5 of us on the team, in the core team, and we are all working from home at the moment. We're lucky in one respect that our core events, our main events, happen in the second half of the year. So what I call our Hardy Annuals, the 2 events that we do annually, the Galway Oyster Festival at the end of September and the Galway Christmas Market in November and December. Obviously, we're planning towards delivering those in whatever shape or form we may do so. I'm obviously not concerned for Christmas. The economy needs to be back up and running by then. Mm. And this is a market event, so if the shops are open, we're the same. We're exactly the same. But with the Oyster Festival, we will most likely have to make some kind of adjustments. Mm. But we have the time now to plan for those things and work around the situations. I'm being very watchful of the language around the way in which events are viewed nowadays. They're seen as a bad thing. Mm. We can't allow that to continue. People can be very simplistic in their way of speaking about things, a bit like Trump talking about the China virus and the Spanish flu and all of this kind of stuff. We do have to be very careful with our language, because things can be painted in a very negative way, which is unfair.
Yes, but obviously everyone realises in the short term that we have to socially distance ourselves and that. But ultimately, we would hope to return to some sense of normality. And part of that normality is events, large gatherings of people. As you say, Maria, you're looking in that in a way, in that your events are in the second half of the year. Other companies in the sector, I'm sure, there were a lot of events supposed to go ahead this weekend, perhaps for Easter and that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been like a wave, watching a wave crest and crash to see the number of events that have one after the other, postponed, gone virtual, are simply cancelled. So, for example, round about now, we should be having the Cúirt Festival of Literary Festival here in Galway. It actually marks the start of the serious end of the festival season in Galway, and now it's gone entirely virtual. So that'll be wonderful. It'll be amazing. It's just not the same. It's not the same as seeing the giant pencils that are placed throughout the city to mark the festival. I don't know if anybody's seen them, or seeing the bookcase installation that goes up on the front of Maxim's Pub, where everybody I meet at the moment says, I want to be sitting right there, right now, and nobody can. So it's not going to be the same, but people are doing the absolute best that they can and need to be supported for so doing.
Mm-hmm. Of course it's not the same, and obviously at Black Knight we're touting the benefits of remote working technology, and certainly it's a substitute, and certainly it's a way for companies to work their way through what's going on at the moment. But it's no substitute for that real presence of gathering people together in a place, and that whole experience that happens in a place like Galway, or indeed in many places around the country when there's a festival going on. One of the things, Maria, that's been affected is Galway 2020. It was European Capital of Culture. There were various events scheduled to go ahead. How has that been affected?
Well, technically, we still are European Capital of Culture, for all that that means, both Galway and Rijeka in Croatia. But it's been massively affected. There was an announcement just a couple of days ago that the contraction to the programme is so great that what was until recently a nearly 50-person team delivering the programme is now going down to, well, I heard different numbers, somewhere between 5 and 10. And essentially, it's everything is on hold, but major parts of the programme simply cannot go ahead because those involved, the gatherings can't happen, the people involved in delivering them, the artists can't travel, and it's just constant uncertainty. There's one, I suppose, positive in all of that insofar as it's gone back to its origin. This programme for Galway started with a core group of around about 30 or so arts and cultural organisations who themselves contributed to what became known as the Big Book. And the Big Book became the basis on which Galway won the title. And those groups were all further assessed and financially supported to deliver the programmes that they had promised in the Big Book. And the funding from the Department of Culture and Heritage and Development to the overall programme was actually ring-fenced for those, I think it ended up being 27 Big Book projects. And they are now the core of the project from whence it started. They were slightly eclipsed by some of the big stuff that was going to happen all around them, but they were always the firmament of the project. And they are now what remains able to proceed in when things change and when it's possible to deliver any aspect of the programme. And if you bear in mind, a lot of what some of these organisations are doing doesn't involve large gatherings. It's in areas where, with small adjustments, social distancing can be preserved. It's things that are happening virtually and were programmed to happen virtually. So there is flexibility. The one thing that this whole situation is doing to people who produce any form of cultural event, it's making us very creative, much more agile in how we approach what it is that you're doing. It's like giving us the ultimate conundrum. Okay, so you want to present this to the public. How do you do so while preserving social distancing and safety and all of that? And people are finding solutions to that. Some of them are mad and wonderful, and others not so great, but it's all happening. Yeah.
I want to ask you, Maria, about an initiative in support of the fight against COVID-19 that's going on at the moment, that's being undertaken by some members of your sector, people in the events industry in Ireland. Some of companies such as yourselves have some equipment which might be of use, PPE and similar type equipment.
Yes, absolutely. And this is an initiative that was started and it's been run by very much by Elaine O'Connor and her company Magnum Events, who have been the founding pillar of the Event Industry Association. And it's about focusing all of us who work within the industry and our resources and directing those and us to the people who might need them right now. Because if you think about it, we all actually depend on those who are in the front line in our normal course of work. Whenever we are producing an event, especially if it's a licensed event on that scale, you need to work really closely with what you'd call the blue light services, the HSE emergency guys, the planners, the medical people, the Gardaí in particular, and our local authorities. So we need them in the good times. If they need us in the bad times and we can do anything, then we're there for that. So each of us in our own way can contact our own people whom we know. And that's what we've done even before this. But through this initiative now by Elaine, we have the opportunity to be very coordinated in that manner. So I'm hoping that it will help in some way.
Very good. That website is at the Events Industry Association of Ireland, eiai.ie. And I'd like to add that that site is proudly sponsored and hosted by Black Knight as well. Maria, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Thanks for talking to me on the show today. Say hi to James and to all of our friends in Galway, and we hope to see you all again soon.
See you soon in person, I hope.
Indeed, without a doubt. Slán.
Slán.
That's Maria Moynihan-Lee, CEO of Milestone Inventive, just one of the companies involved in event management, which have been impacted in particular by the COVID-19 crisis in Ireland. Once again, I want to mention irishfree.com. It's where we're getting some of these backgrounds, and also another project of Michaela's, which is buyirishfood.ie. Remember, local Irish food producers, and increasingly more and more of them are getting online and being able to take orders and arrange delivery to people while observing all of the social distancing requirements that we have. I also want to mention a site called limerickwebsitedesign.com/COVID-19. The man behind that has sent us on a link to his page. We'll post it along with the rest of the notes together with this show. And there's some interesting analysis and breakdown of the data in relation to infection rates per county and per other demographic data as well. You'll find that at that website. The address is on the screen. And if you're interested in data as well, can I suggest you look at google.com/COVID-19, and in particular at the mobility section of that site. Again, we'll post the link with the notes, but it shows how mobility and gatherings of people have been greatly affected by the lock-in or the lockdown. Sinead Wild and Trossa, take care of yourselves. Please stay at home this Easter weekend. Leave a comment, like, subscribe, tell other people, and indeed let us know what you think of the show at thelockin.ie. Good evening, Heather Ella, Slán agus Benacht.